Welcome to the Afterspin, opinions from thought leaders in our state. I want to ask Peg O'Connell and Leo Daughtry. A Democratic-backed group is suing the state to loosen rules for absentee mail-in ballots, saying that the continued likelihood of COVID-19 is going to cause a lot of voters to want to vote by mail. They want to have two witness signatures on every ballot, and a prepaid return mail envelope. The legislature so far has refused to pass legislation with these stipulations. What do you think of this lawsuit, and what are its chances of winning? Leo Daughtry?
You know, I don't think the chances are very good. We had so much trouble with absentee ballots during the last election, and people went to prison. I think there are better ways for people to vote if the virus is that severe in November. We could have longer periods of time to vote. We could add extra days to early voting. But to open up the public to voting that way, which is absentee ballot, I think gives us a real chance to have more misconduct fraud than we've had before.
Peg, what do you think of this? There are some states that in their primary elections, they just went to all mail-in ballots. What do you think?
Well, you know, we do have currently no excuse absentee ballot, which means you don't have to be out of the country or disabled or infirm. So people can do that option, and if they want to. So if they're concerned about going to a polling place, they have that right at this time. You know, the other things, our voting is so important that people need, I mean, people have died in order to be able to vote for two centuries in this country. And while this will put some people at risk, it is also, I think, one of the things that's worth the risk is voting in an appropriate fashion. And there are options.
Leo says he doesn't think this will ever pass the legislature. What's your take on it?
Well, I think much like everything we've talked about, this is a very partisan issue. And Democrats want this, and Republicans generally don't. The president was quoted, even though he filed an absentee ballot last time he voted, that absentee voting is bad. So I don't think under this current General Assembly that this will pass.
So, Leo, what do you think about this group that started this lawsuit? They're saying that this is another action of voter suppression. What are the chances of that lawsuit?
I don't think it's voter suppression. I think people who died to make sure we had the right to vote, we have the right to vote. We have different ways to do it: curbside voting, absentee ballot voting. We started something now called early voting with numbers of days where people can go, leave their work and go vote. So people have a right to vote. There's no reason to make it any way different than it is now.
Okay. Well, thank you for watching the Afterspin. We'll have more video all during the week on ncspin.com.